Joining me in the Catalyst studio today are Beth and Willie Lebion. How'd I do?
Très bien.
Très, très bien. Bravo.
Let's start with why St. Petersburg? Why are you gracing us with your school?
Well, we love St. Pete, and we've been coming to St. Pete for over 20 years. Well, I actually have been coming ever since I was a kid because I had family that had retired down here. And so anyway, we've been coming on vacations, mostly with the kids, and over the years, enjoying the beach and boating. And
where did you stay when you came down as a child?
In St. Pete, they were over in Kokiniki.
Kokiniki, okay, yeah. Nice.
So, but anyway, we just fell in love with the place, and we've watched it grow and change and just keeps getting better and better. So anyway, we want to be a part of the way it's going.
That's great. And you've had a successful school in Maine for a number of years. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, we started a French-American school in Maine about 20 years ago. And we went against every idea about how to create a top international school. Our school is not in a large city. It's in a little fishing village of 400. It's on the coast of Maine.
Wow, okay.
About 20 miles north of Portland, which is only a 60,000 inhabitant city. But what the concept was, I grew up in Paris. When I was 7 years old, my parents moved back to Brittany and ended up all of a sudden in a one-house school with two teachers who were actually chain-smoking all day. And in that, we were a group of about 50 kids from age 5 to age 10. And I just have amazing memory of that. Growing up in a little village on the coast of Brittany. And when Beth and I decided to start an international school, we visited, of course, a 50 French school in North America, Chicago, New York, and Los Angeles. And I said, you know what? I'd love to recreate the school I went to in Brittany. So we found that little village in Maine, South Freeport, the postcard of Maine. Our bus driver is a local lobsterman. And, you know, it's just little stories of the village. But, you know, he had a huge appeal because we brought an international school, the same caliber you would have in Los Angeles, in a fishing village. So some people travel from the world to relocate in South Freeport, to stop there for a few years.
So I'm sure people's minds were blown. They're coming into this small village and no one's speaking English, and everybody's speaking French.
That's right.
They didn't know what was going on. And everybody's chain smoking too, I guess.
The funny part is when I go get the French diplomats who come to inspect the school, I go to the jet port in Portland, Maine, and then we start to take the roads and they get smaller and smaller, and then we arrive and say, what is this? But, you know, it's the quality of the education. Beth and I visit a lot of schools each year. We participate in evaluation of schools for accreditation bodies. And there's a vibe. You know, you just walk in the school and there's good sounds, bad sounds, and the layout, the organization of the school, and you have a good feeling or not. And we're going to try to recreate here in St. Pete what we have in Maine. When you walk in the building, you feel like, you know, kids are happy to be there, and the teachers also enjoy their job.
And you mentioned the French diplomats coming to check on the school, and there are some interesting rules you were sharing about the teachers. You need to have 50% of the teachers actually coming from France.
That's right. Because we are accredited by the French Ministry of Education, one of the requirements is we have all the supplies and all in minor detail. But 50% of our staff are on the sabbatical from the French Ministry of Education. So they keep their job in France. So for them, they don't take any risk. It's a promotion for them. They apply for this sabbatical. It's pretty prestigious. And then they are sent overseas. And they have an experience in the United States. And then they can go back to their job in France.
I suspect that your application numbers will be higher for St. Petersburg, Florida than for Maine.
That's right.
I enjoyed your 1 million cups presentation yesterday.
Thank you.
That was great.
Thank
and
you.
One neat fact, or one thing I latched onto that you were talking about is how you teach all French first and then English later. Could you kind of repeat that line of thinking?
So basically, we try to make the most of the opportunity that the natural ability that young children have to learn language. And so that is sort of a window that closes over time. And so we really try to make it full immersion when they first start, very young, preferably 3-4 years old. They're just plopped right into a French-speaking environment, and they're just naturally picking up the language. And then as they get older, we evolve more into a bilingual system. And so in the French curriculum, it's much like it was when I went to elementary school. Formal teaching of reading is in grade 1, although a lot happens pre-reading and everything up through kindergarten. So we get through that process of really learning the process of reading, and that normally just transfers and they're already reading in English because they're reading at home and that's their own language. And so then starting in second grade, we start English language arts as a formal class. And we also use that to incorporate U.S. history, which of course isn't part of the French national curriculum. So we try to use historical fiction and other things to bring that into the program as well.
Great. And so the school is going to be located...
2162nd Avenue North.
Yes. So about, I would say, 10 minutes from downtown St. Pete, 15 minutes downtown. It was really difficult to find the perfect spot. But after meeting a lot of potential parents, after getting some consultant who help us, you know, do the marketing and all this, St. Pete was probably the ideal location. We love St. Pete, so we were a bit biased. But we were open-minded. You know, if our consultant had told us, you know, you should go to Sarasota, you should go to Clearwater, you should have gone to Tampa, we would have listened to their advice, but we were biased. We really wanted St. Pete. You know, when we walk downtown St. Pete, we've been coming here for 20 years. The last few years, we come, we walk, we go have a cafe at Cassie or a place like this. You know, you feel like you would be in Monaco or in south of France. It's sophistication. It's classy. You know, I like that. You know, you see people walking the streets. You know, it's that level of feel, a little feel of Europe.
I think you just made St. Pete blush. I just
No, it's true. You see some art studio.
The Dali Museum.
People well dressed walking in the street. You know, in midday, having a coffee and. You know, it
feels
like... Oh,
it feels like France. Everybody's sitting outside.
And we had a croissant the other morning. We couldn't get over it.
Yeah, it was a real deal. It was really good. Yeah.
So that's why first St. Pete felt really right for all those reasons. And the transformation we've been seeing in the city. You know, the people who are going to be interested in our school are most likely going to be young professionals, people who've traveled, people who are highly educated. And they know what they want. They want something different. They want something... There's some meaning. It's not just sending your kid to school because you have to. It's, you know, they're going to be learning something that's going to be meaningful for the rest of their lives. And I think those people are here in St. Pete.
Most definitely.
And you can see that St. Pete's really doing everything possible to bring them. I love the way they've worked the waterfront, you know, so you can rent those bikes. We do it all the time. You just go and you can see the playgrounds along the way. They made it really accessible, family friendly. People are always pushing, you know, strollers. And it's, I think they're doing a lot to bring younger people and we want to be part of that.
And what will be the max capacity for the school? Or do you have a kind of a target?
I think 100. So the building is about almost 6,000 square feet. But it wasn't just the building that we were really looking for. For us, recess is something we feel really strongly about. So we really wanted a nice playground. And it's not easy to find not only the right building, but also land and shade and trees and whatnot. So I think we really nailed it. I think that we're going to be putting in a brand new playground, but we have the right property for that. And so I think it's going to be a really great environment for the kids inside and out.
Wonderful. And where can we go to find out more information? Is the website up yet?
The website's up. So it's fastb.org, French American School of Tampa Bay.org.
Fastb.org.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
We're in life in the fastb lane, Dan.
All right. So we're going to work on the humor curriculum.
Got to go back to Dan with that.
Yeah. Wonderful. Well, I'm for one, very excited. I think that's a much, much needed aspect to bring the international flavor and specifically the French language and the opportunity to be immersed, especially, you know, we talked a little bit earlier about for gifted children, that's a wonderful alternative to give them that sort of wrap their brain around instead of pushing them up grades where they might not be as ready from a maturity level to go.
Exactly. We've had that experience in our school in Maine where students are just bored in the regular classroom and because they're gifted and they just need something more, but it's not ideal to push them up in grades. So this gives them a challenge with where they can socially also be with kids their own age. So it's been a good way for them.
And for the French diplomacy, there are very good schools in Atlanta. There are a few really good initiatives in Miami, nothing in between. And really, we've been meeting repeatedly representative of the French government or diplomats, you know, there's very few people who have successfully created an entity accredited by French government and American accreditation agency. So we were asked, you know, if there any way you would consider evaluate the potential for something in between Atlanta and Miami. And So that's part also the reason why we decided to do it.
Wonderful. All right, Beth and Lily Labion. It's been a pleasure. Welcome.
So nice of you. Thank you for this opportunity to talk about the school.
Thank you so much.